Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, October 1st, 2018. On this day in 1982, Helmut Kohl replaced Helmut Schmidt as Chancellor of Germany through a constructive vote of no confidence. On Friday, several thousand people took to the streets in different demonstrations, marches, and events to protest against Turkish President Erdogan. The main criticism was directed against the suppression of democracy, opinion, and press liberty in Turkey. According to police, the demonstration, Erdogan Not Welcome, was mostly trouble-free. There were 8 arrests on Friday afternoon because of the violation of the assembly law. Occasionally, pyrotechnics were ignited, and the police counted several thousand participants, but the officials did not give an exact number. The demonstration banners read, "No deals with Erdogan, arms exports stop," and "Stop the genocide against the Kurdish." On the way to the Tiergarten, police had to temporarily stop the protest march in Kurfürstenstraße. Demonstrators had illegally masked themselves and showed symbols of the banned Kurdish Workers' Party, PKK. The police called on the leader of the meeting to ensure that everything went according to plan, and a little later, the march was able to start moving again. The main demonstration, to which German, Turkish, and Kurdish parties, initiatives, and federations had called, set itself in motion around 4 o'clock at Potsdamer Platz. At first, only slightly more than 1,000 participants were counted. Later, more and more people joined the demonstration, so that in the evening, police spoke of a number in the middle 4-digit range. Organizers said the number of participants was about 8,000, and originally they had expected 10,000 demonstrators. During Erdogan's stay in Berlin, the disturbed relationship between Turkey and Germany was revealed. At the state banquet in Bellevue Castle, Bundespräsident Frank-Walter Steinmeier spoke of, quote, irritations that have not yet been overcome. Steinmeier also said that worryingly many people from Turkey were seeking refuge in Germany, and that they were fleeing from, quote, growing pressure on civil society. Addressing Erdogan directly, Steinmeier added that he hopes that Erdogan understands that human rights issues, including freedom of the press, cannot be ignored. Erdogan, for his part, demanded respect for the Turkish judiciary and referred to Turkish citizens living in Germany who had been convicted in Turkey. Then Erdogan became very angry and claimed that, quote, hundreds, thousands of terrorists were loose in Germany. An incident did occur at Erdogan's joint press conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel of the CDU. The Turkish editor-in-chief of the web portal Avrupa Postasi appeared with a t-shirt calling for, quote, freedom of the press for journalists in Turkey. When he confronted Erdogan, he was led out of the room by security guards. Government spokesman Stefan Siebert defended the action of the stewards, and on Twitter he wrote that in the chancellery, like in the Bundestag, no demonstrations or requests of political nature are allowed, regarding of whether the request is justified or not. Merkel pointed out at the press conference that it was important to keep in touch with Turkey. There are many common interests between the two countries, such as the fight against terrorism, the situation in Syria, and the question of migration. But at the same time, Merkel pointed to, quote, profound differences with regard to the rule of law and freedom of the press. The German government will work to ensure that more people detained in Turkey are released. According to police, a total of up to 4,200 police officers from Berlin, 7 other federal states, and the federal police were deployed during Erdogan's visit. 2 officers of Saxony's state criminal office caused a scandal during this deployment. They had compiled a list of alias names for several colleagues and used the name of NSU terrorist Uwe Bernhardt. Only after the list went to Berlin did officials in the capital notice this name. The National Socialist Underground is responsible for murdering 9 people of Turkish, Kurdish, and Greek descent, as well as a German policewoman over a six-year period. According to Saxony State Police spokesman Tom Bernard, the two persons concerned are not allowed to work for the time being, and disciplinary proceedings have been initiated. The goal is to remove them from office, as the incident was so outrageous that one must think at least about the hardest possible consequences. The extent to which the colleague who received the NSU name was possibly involved is still being examined. The president of the Saxon State Police, Patrick Kleiner, said that the behavior of the officials was completely unacceptable and could hardly be surpassed in, quote, stupidity. He also apologized to the relatives of the NSU victims, stating that, quote, I don't have the words. Such behavior is irresponsible and unacceptable. I am deeply disappointed. The Berlin police are confronted with accusations of having used disproportionate force. Several videos circulating on the internet and WhatsApp show how an arrest escalated at Kottbusser Tor in Kreuzberg. The films show several officers wrestling a man resisting arrest to the ground and then punching him. And then another policeman kicks the man several times. The films also show how the officers are surrounded by spectators and insulted as, quote, sons of bitches, while throwing items onto the asphalt around the scene. Other police officers protect themselves with plastic shields and then threaten the spectators with pepper spray. The videos begin when the man is already lying on the ground and do not show the prehistory. The incident occurred Thursday afternoon at Kottbusser Tor at the corner of Reichenberger Straße. Per a police spokeswoman, criminal proceedings on suspicion of bodily harm while on duty have been initiated for the officers, even though the authenticity of the video has not yet been confirmed. According to police, shortly before the incident, officers had recorded the personal details of a 22-year-old bicycle thief. They had just been about to drive away when the man suddenly kicked the car and opened the back door. The police then arrested him. Also, according to the police, the officers were attacked with stones, flower pots, ashtrays, and glass bottles from the surrounding group. And only after backup did the situation calm down. Police explained that the lawful use of force always seems violent, and that the public prosecutor's office should come to the conclusion that at least the punches of the officers did not offend against the principle of proportionality. Because in operation training, officers learn shock technology with which resistance of suspects is broken with force. The legal shock technique includes, among other things, blows into the solar plexus or kicks into the shin bone. After a demonstration in Berlin-Friedrichshain, a vacant apartment was first occupied and then cleared by the police. Per a police spokeswoman, 87 people were briefly arrested and checked at Weidenweg 63 overnight into Sunday. According to the information, several hundred police were on duty. Police report that several people invaded the building on Saturday night and blocked the entrances, and then hundreds of people stood in front of the house on the sidewalk. Police arrived with a large contingent and carried several people away. On the left internet portal indymedia.org, a statement about the action was published on Saturday evening. The occupation was a protest against the housing policy of the Senate and the evacuation of a left-living project on Liebigstrasse. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.